USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump said on Tuesday he asked for the resignation of National Security Advisor John Bolton. The president said in a tweet that he informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. The president continues that he disagreed strongly with many of Bolton's suggestions, as did others in the administration, and will be naming a new National Security Advisor next week. House Republicans insist there's no justification or reason for impeaching President Trump.
It is time for the Democrats to stop focusing on trying to tear the president down, but actually build America up.
That's Minority Leader Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, speaking at a briefing and says that Democrats are absolutely determined to start impeachment proceedings regardless of the facts.
Even though every road that they went through to hope they would find something, they did not.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A Blue Lives Matter vigil was held on Monday night in New York City. This comes as 9 NYPD officers and a retired sergeant have taken their own lives so far this year. Retired NYPD Detective Sam Calderon.
You sit in your home by yourself and you have a firearm, or you're in a garage with your car and you decide you want to turn it on and just sit there and close your eyes. Any of these things. Because you want the pain to go away. You want all those demons to just leave.
The last remaining crew member of a capsized cargo ship off Georgia's coast has been rescued. And regarding that last crew member, U.S. Coast Guard Captain John Reed tells NBC's Today Show.
They're being checked at the local hospitals, and I have not got word yet on how they're all doing. But to see the last that last crew member come off pretty much under his own power was outstanding.
The Golden Ray ship capsized near the busy port of Brunswick on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Researchers consider a possible link between height and type 2 diabetes risk. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
This study finds shorter people have a greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The study looked at more than 2,500 Germans, finding that the risk of the disease fell by 30% for each 3-inch increase in height. The researchers believe the link could be related to lower amounts of liver fat in tall people. The study was published in the journal Diabetologia. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two-time World Series champion Johnny Damon discusses his work with the President's Council on Fitness and Nutrition on Fox and Friends. Damon explains why him and other athletes are heading to the White House next week.
I'm going because I'm on the President's Sports Council for Fitness and Nutrition, and Mariano Rivera's on a squad with me, Herschel Walker, Missy May Trainer. So we're going to go. We're going to take care of some great kids. They're going to run around the White House lawn. Hit baseballs, run track, catch footballs, do all this great stuff. I mean, Donald Trump's been amazing on what he does. I mean, these kids would never have the opportunity to go to the White House.
For more news, please remember you can always download the iHeartRadio app. Search for USA Radio News. Have us with you wherever you go. You can also find us on Facebook at USA Radio or online at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.